Local blogger Michael Campbell has been awarded an international award for his blog about living with HIV. The award was given by the editors of Healthline.com for, as they put it, a true insight into the soul of someone living with HIV. Michael joins us live now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, William.
That's a big tribute to you and to your writing and to your willingness to give of your life in this. What does it mean to you?
It means quite a lot. As I said on the blog itself, I'm very, very shocked. I'd never heard of a Healthline beforehand because it is mainly based in the States. But I got the email about it, went online, read it, and I ended up in tears.
Yeah, it's a big website. That means you're getting a lot of international readers of your blog.
Yeah, the blog stats have gone through the roof. It's a simple blog. It was set up to let my friends and family know how I was getting on, because when you're diagnosed, you get everybody, and you, especially if you tell anyone, you get people asking you nearly daily, are you okay? How are you doing?
And the same questions over and over again.
The same question. 50 questions a day, you get fed up. So I, being communications officer, decided I'll start a blog.
So you decided to put out a blogging press release every day, essentially.
A blogging press release every day. It's not quite every day now. That might have to change after the award. But it's still keeping people up to date what's going on.
When were you diagnosed with HIV?
26th of March 2009.
You know the date?
I know the
2009.
Date.
2009. And very soon after that, you decided to put your account of your life on the internet.
About a week.
About a week later.
About a week later. The people who want to go and read it, it's freely available. It's a roller coaster. There have been very low points, and there have been some very high points. We all know that everyone's life is... Sorry, that was my phone. Everyone's life is like that. But if you're living with HIV, you face stigma. People looking across a room at you and going, oh, he's got HIV. I'm not going to talk to him. And there are people in Northern Ireland who are like that. I'm glad to say that because I'm open about it, I haven't experienced terribly much of that.
Well, that's a big decision, though, for you, Michael, as well, because the easiest thing, perhaps, for somebody might be to say, well, I'll just keep this very private, maybe not even tell my family about this, not tell my friends, possibly, about it. But you've decided to go in completely the other direction and be very open about your status.
It's quite simply the vast majority of people living with HIV in Northern Ireland are not open about it. There was a recent survey done by the HIV Support Centre in Belfast, our local charity, that came up with something like 5% were happy to share their status, to be open about their status. The other 95% were basically, they wouldn't want to tell anybody other than the staff up at the Royal, up at the Gum Clinic.
Yeah.
And that just, to me, seems very, very sad. That people think we live in a society that will discriminate against people because of it. Now, it is quite possible that people will. But we don't hear people hiding away that they are living with cancer or diabetes or epilepsy.
The more you talk about it, the more you can help others. Of course you can.
Yeah. Simply, if my blog helps one or two people get proper information and to get some more support, then it's worthwhile.
Michael, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Michael's blog, incidentally, is hivblogger.me.uk. That's hivblogger.me.uk if you want to read more about his story and his life and about some of the issues he's been talking about on the blog. Thanks to Michael this morning.